党员等等，他会自我介绍。如果你觉得他跟我们英语堂的负责牧师 Chuck 牧师有点像，那你就看对了。感谢主，我们有 Benjamin Lowe 在我们的中间释放今天的信息。
谢谢各位弟兄姐妹平安。对不起啊，我的中文不太好，所以很感谢张牧师今天来帮我从英文翻译到中文。 Thank you， 谢谢你。
我想不必翻了。
It's very good to be back with you today。
今天实在是太好了，我能回到家里面。
I was part of this church during my high school years and then left to college。
在我高中的时候我就在这个教会，一直到我出去上大学。
And then I've been working out of Chicago since then, so now I only get to come back to visit.
后来就一直在芝加哥，现在就回来才能拜访各位。
But I'm amazed as I look back at how long it was since my family first came here.
但是我觉得非常的奇妙，想到我们家头一次来到中间的时候。
My parents have served at this church now for 15 years.
我的父母亲在这个教会已经服侍15年。
That's about half my life.
差不多是我生命的一半。
But I do remember that when we first came,
但是我记得当我们头一次来的时候，
my dad had a very full-haired head of hair.
我记得我爸爸的头上面，黢黑黢黑的黑头发。
Now, not so much.
现在好像没有剩几个。
And he was also 30 pounds lighter.
而且他这30磅轻，比现在轻一点。
But so was I.
我也是一样。
But it's good to be back with you, even if it's been a long time.
虽然我离开这么久，但是实在是很高兴能够回到这边。
And I'm deeply grateful that CBCGB is addressing this important topic of embracing God's creation.
我也非常的感谢神，让我们的教会现在要特别来提到这一方面的问题，来拥抱神的创造。
Because this is a topic today that is both urgent and it's also a biblical priority for us.
因为这个题目是又有急迫性，又是一个圣经的教导。
And that's what I would like to share with you about today.
这就是我今天要跟各位分享的。
So first, caring for God's creation is an urgent need in the world today.
头一个，能够拥抱神的创造是今天世界上一个非常重要的课题。
Some people think that environmental issues are only for professional environmentalists to care about.
很多人以为是那些专业的处理环保的人所要注意的事情。
That they don't really have anything to do with most of the rest of us.
但是我们其他的人这件事跟我们没什么关系。
But we now know that it is a mistake to think this way.
但是我们现在知道这样的想是一个错误。
Environmental problems underlie some of the greatest challenges we face today.
现在的环境的问题现在是一个最重要的基础问题。
The water crisis, the food crisis,Wars over natural resources like oil and water, climate disasters, and many more.
现在的这些，无论是水污染或者空气的毒物，而且水源的跟食物的危机，还有气候所造成天灾的危机，都是有关系。
I work for a Christian ministry that is focused on caring for creation.
我现在在一个基督教的团体，是特别。保护神所创造的。
And we work with farmers and fishermen across Africa who are struggling today to harvest enough food for their families.
我们在跟一些在非洲那边的农人还有渔夫，他们是在那边非常拼命的挣扎，能够有足够的东西食用。
We are working with missionaries in places like China and Indonesia who are dealing with deforestation.And toxic air and water pollution.
我也在印度尼西亚、印尼跟中国跟着许多人，特别他们要处理这个毒霾，还有水污染，还有是火力发电站所造成的污染。
And we are working with communities who live near coal mines and power plants here in the U.S. who are suffering from high levels of mercury poisoning, cancer, and birth defects.
而且就在美国这边也是一样，在的火力发电厂或者是矿坑附近的人，他们有水银中毒，或者是有造成的肿瘤跟天生的缺陷。
They have all asked me to share the same message with you.
他们都盼望我能够把这一个信息跟各位分享。
That caring for creation, or what we call creation care, is a matter of human life and health.
这一个保环境保护或者神的创造物的保护是跟我们的幸福跟我们的健康直接有关系。
That when the environment is not healthy, people are not healthy either.
当整个环境不再是健康的时候，人不可能健康。
And because how we have designed our lives and our societies today, much of creation is struggling, and many people are suffering.
照着今天的科技跟我们的设计，许多的环境还有人类都一样在那边受苦。
Is this the world that my generation is being left to inherit?
这个是不是我们这一代的人要流传给我们后代的这样的一个场面。
We need to find a better way forward.
我们需要找一个更好的方法来继续的向前。
God has given us many better ways forward.
神为我们预备了许多更好的方法能够传给后代。
So caring for creation has become an urgent priority for us today.
所以环保变成我们今天的当务之急。
But caring for creation is also a biblical priority.
而且能够照顾到拥抱神的创造也是一个圣经的教导。
This isn't just a technological or economic or political problem.
这个不光是一个科技的或者政治的或者经济的一种问题。
And so it cannot just be solved by more technology or more economics or more policy.
所以就不是政治、科技、经济，甚至于一些政策能够解决的问题。
Because first and foremost, it's a problem of greed and pride and selfishness and apathy.
在这边你所看见最重要的也是最带头的是一个人里面的贪婪。
It's first and foremost a moral and a spiritual problem, and one that the Bible speaks a lot about.
是人类的道德还有他们灵命的问题是圣经里面一再再再提到的。
Now many books have been written about what the Bible has to say about how we care for creation.
有许多的著作在那边说到神怎么样要我们能够注意保护环保环境。
I had to write one of those books, and it was a very long process to get through.
我也写了这样的书，是花了很多的时间。
But given our time today, I just want to focus on two points from the Bible.
但是今天的时间有限，我特别从圣经上提到两点摆在各位面前。
The first is that God's word teaches us that we are created in the image of God.
头一方面，神的话告诉我们，我们是照着神的形象和样式而造的。
For the specific function of ruling on God's behalf over this world.
我们是要有一个特别的功用，是在这边管理神所创造的世界。
We see this in Genesis 1, during the creation account where God makes the world and everything in it.
你在创世纪第一章就看见神要人管理神的造物的世界还有所有在其中的生物。
God makes the birds, the fish, and all the animals that live on the land in their own image.
在神在地上的走兽还有海里的鱼这样的这些造物都在说出神的形象。
But then when he gets to humans on day six, there's an important difference.
但是到了第六天他的创造的时候讲到他创造人他有一个特别不同的一个重点。
Everything else was created in its image, but we are created in God's image.
哦，其他的造物是照着这些受造之物的形象，但是人是照着神的形象所造的。
The scripture says, "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness.'"
所以神说要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式来造男造女。
Why the difference?
为什么人跟其他的造物不一样呢？
We keep reading because it tells us right after.
因为我们继续的看创世纪第一章，他后面就说到。
The scripture continues, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the animals that live on the land.
后面的圣经神说，这样子，他们就可以治理这地，管理海里的鱼，地上的走兽，空中的鸟。
We are distinct from all the rest of creation.
我们跟所有其他的受造有一个非常的不同。
God made us precisely for the reason of taking care of His world.
神创造人，创造我们，有一个特别的理由，是让我们能够管理他一切其他的受造。
Not for our own selfish wants or desires.
不是为着我们自己的自私跟我们的欲望。
But reflecting His image and His will in how we rule.
而是在这边能够回应他的创造，他的形象。
We are God's stewards of creation.
我们是神所命定的管家。
I wonder whether you think we've been doing a very good job here so far.
我不晓得你们觉得我们一直到现在我们这管家做得好不好。
But the second point I would like to make this morning.
第二个点我今天早上要说的。
Is that creation itself is part of the redemptive mission of God.
神的受造也是神救赎的计划里面的一部分。
We see this in Colossians chapter 1.
我们在哥罗西书第一章里面看得很清楚。
Which teaches us that Jesus Christ has made everything. He is the creator of everything.
耶稣基督是那个造一切万物的那位神。
And that Jesus Christ is also the sustainer of everything.
他也是维系一切的那位神。
And that Jesus Christ is also currently in the process of reconciling all things, the same things that He created and sustains, He is also reconciling.
他就着他这些他所创造的这一些，他现在正在让他们都能够和好的这一个过程里面。
Through His blood shed on the cross, that's what Colossians 1:15-20 says.
在哥罗西书的第一章二十六节那边说的，借着他在十字架上所流的血，叫这一切能够和好。
Romans 8 puts it this way.
在罗马书第八章是这样的记载。
Creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed.
在受造之物都在那边切望等候，能够被他们被这个主子所显众子能显出来。
For creation itself was subjected to frustration.
这个受造之物在那边切望等候，在那边焦急。
Not by its own choice.
不是他们自己可以选择的。
But by the will of the one who subjected it.
是创造他们的，给在他们身上的旨意。
In hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought forth into the glory and freedom of the children of God.
他们有一个盼望，这个盼望是受造之物在那边指望脱离败坏的辖制，能够进到得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Jesus died on the cross because of our sin.
耶稣基督在十字架上死是因为我们的罪。
But He died to redeem us and all of creation as far as the curse is found.
他在十字架上的死跟流血是，而且他的是把叫人类还有受造之物所受的所有的一个一切的因为罪恶而有的咒诅，要从那边把我们救出来。
The Bible begins with creation and it ends with new creation.
在圣经的里面开始于他的旧造，终于那个新造。
God has not given up on this world.
神从来没有放弃这个世界。
And neither can we.
而且我们也不能够。
The Lausanne Movement, which is a global congress of thousands of church leaders that members of our own church here have participated in, puts it this way.
洛桑的宣教运动包括全世界许多许多的教会，也包括我们的教会，他们有一个承诺是这样说的。
They say the Bible declares God's redemptive purpose for creation itself.
特别说到神的借着圣经宣告神救赎的目的是为了所有的造物。
Integral mission means discerning, proclaiming, and living out the biblical truth that the gospel is God's good news.Through the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ, for individual persons and for society and for creation.
在这边有一个整全的使命，是在于我们能辨识，能够在这边宣告，而且能够实践活出来这个耶稣基督的复活在我们个人的身上，在社会的里面，在所有受造之物，他们的使命。
All three, it says, are broken and suffering because of sin.
这三件事情是个人、社会还有受造都在一个破碎的情况里面。
All three are included in the redeeming love and mission of our God.
这三方面都在耶稣基督的救赎的爱里面。
And all three must be part of the mission of God's people.
这三样，个人、社会跟受造，都在我们的宣教的范围里面。
So what does it look like to care for creation as part of our mission today?
所以你在这边看见，去注意到、关怀到神的创造，也是我们今天的使命。
Well, I've got a little bit of bad news here.
但是我在这边有一个很不大好的消息告诉你。
China and the U.S. are the world's two biggest polluters today.
中国跟美国现在是全世界两个最糟糕的污染制造者。
And I'm half Chinese and half American, so you know how that makes me feel.
我是一半中一半美，所以你知道我的想法，我的感觉。
But I also have some good news to go with that.
但是也带来的也是好消息。
And that is that we are the people of God.
我们中国人跟美国人也是神的子民。
We, God has given us this great duty and honor of being His representatives in the world today.
神就在今天的世界里面给我们这么大的责任，而且是一个特殊的荣幸。
To point people to Him.
而且能够把人指向他。
But also to promote harmony among one another and to promote harmony with the rest of creation.
让我们在这边能够让人注意，让人注意他人跟神的和好，跟人跟所有造物的和好。
And He has given us so many resources and so much expertise and even money to do this good work.
神赐给我们那样多的资源，给我们那么样多的科技跟知识，能照顾他的造物。
We can be the leaders in caring for God's creation.
我们可以成为这些带领的人，来带着大家一起来注意神的创造。
Much can be said here about what that must look like, but I want to leave you with one specific recommendation.
在这边我们有很多可谈的，但是我在这边特别想一个特别的点带给你们。
And that is that embracing creation is about fulfilling the great commandment.
在这边我们看见保护神的创造也是我们能够成全神的最大的命令的一个重点。
Which is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves.
神的最大的命令是让我们尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意啊，爱神也爱神的造物的神人。
Love is what guides and motivates us, and we cannot love God fully today unless we care for the world that He made and that He loves His creation.
神赋予我们的爱，我们不能够完全达到完全，除非 我们爱人也爱所有他的受造之物。
Likewise, we cannot love our neighbors fully and faithfully unless we address the many environmental impacts that our lifestyles have on them.
也类似的，我们没有办法能够爱我们的邻舍如同自己，除非我们能够注意到这些环保的事情。
Loving God and loving our neighbors means, for example, reducing how much energy we use.
我们爱神也爱我们的邻舍，中间你看，如果我们能够省下节约神赐给我们的能源。
When we drive or fly in our air conditioning, our lights, the hot water that we use.
我们无论是坐飞机，如果我们开车，甚至于我们用空调，我们用多少热水。
It also means using more clean energy sources like solar and wind, as many homes and many churches are starting to switch to.
而且说到我们用什么样的能源来能够让我们能用，譬如说用风的能，还有日光能。
Loving God and loving our neighbors today means disposing of our waste responsibly.
爱神又爱邻舍，今天要反映出来是我们怎么样处理我们的废物。
We can compost our food scraps so that they degrade and return to the soil as God intended.
我们能够把我们食物的废物能够重新让它们腐烂，能够回到它们大自然的情况。
And we can recycle our other trash to keep it out of the permanent landfills.
我们可以把我们用的不同的种类的能够回收的能够分类出来，免得全部到填成废物堆。
And we can minimize how much waste we produce in the first place.
我们可以尽量的能够减少我们用过的废料。
Loving God and loving our neighbors today also means choosing environmentally friendly products.
而且爱神又爱邻舍，也在我们要怎么样来选择能够对环保有益处的东西。
Like biodegradable detergents or soaps.
那譬如说能够生物能够化解的那些洗涤剂。
Recycled printing paper, reusable shopping bags, energy efficient light bulbs and more.
而且我是不是我们可以从能够回收我们用的纸张用的这些能量。
And it means designing and renovating our church buildings to be more energy efficient.And environmentally friendly too.
甚至于我们的设计我们能够设计跟使用就在我们教堂的建筑也是其中之一。
I was excited to see that there is another building project going on.
我非常兴奋看见另外一个教会建堂的工作正在进行。
This is another opportunity to do things differently.
这是我们的机会，能够设计，能够建盖不同的。
Many times we will save money by caring for the environment.
有很多的时候，我们为了环保，我们可以省钱。
Other times, however, it may cost a bit more.
但是很多的时候，我们注意环保，代表我们要多花钱。
But isn't it worth it to do the right thing for God?
但是到底在神的面前做一个对的事情，是不是值得的呢？
Loving God and loving our neighbors also means advocating for responsible environmental policies.
这个爱神又爱邻舍，另外一个是说到我们能够宣传，能够劝告别人来能够注意环保的这些决策。
And partnering with other missionaries or mission organizations to protect important species and habitats.
也能够跟这些宣教的团体在保存这些已经非常稀少或者面对绝种的生物。
And to care for communities around the world who are struggling to find enough healthy food and clean water.
而且帮助这些群体，他们在那边是不够吃或者不够用的这些团体。
These are just some examples. There are many more.
在这边只是少少的几个例子，还有很多很多今天可以运用的。
There are so many ways that we are called by God to love Him and love our neighbors by embracing creation.
照着神对我们呼召，爱神又爱我们的邻舍，还有千千百百其他的方法。
This is good work.
这是一个美善的工作。
This is God's work.
这是一个属神的工作。
And I am very grateful that your Social Concerns Committee and the pastoral staff are helping the church to engage more faithfully here.
我觉得非常感激，是我们教会的社会关怀组，而且我们的牧长们都很注意这件事。
May this message today be just one step forward in a rewarding journey for CBCGB.
但愿今天的信息对我们的教会是一个值回代价的信息，让我们按照神的旨意向前。
May God bless and guide you in embracing and caring for His creation across every aspect of your life.
但愿神在这边赐福给我们，在这边保护我们，让我们持守能够保护他的创造。
And may God's kingdom continue to come.
但愿神的国继续的在这边出现，在这边降临。
Here on earth as it is in heaven.
在地上如同行在天上。
我们来一起祷告。Father, we give you thanks for the world that you have made.
我们的天父，我们谢谢你，你给创造的世界。
And we thank you for the privilege it is to be your people.
我们觉得在这边是一个荣幸，是一个特权，成为属神的人。
Oh, we ask for your Holy Spirit to fill us anew and help us to be faithful in caring for your world.
但愿你的圣灵充满我们，更新我们，让我们对你的创造是那样的关心。
In loving our neighbors,
爱护我们的邻舍。
And in glorifying you.
而且荣耀你的名。
We thank you for your presence here with us.
我们谢谢你今天在我们中间的同在。
And we yield ourselves completely to you. We surrender to you.
我们把我们自己来献给你，完全的向你降服。
May you find us faithful.
求让你在我们的身上看见我们的顺服。
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.